guess I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know. Straight out of Compton.
California. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Straight Talk with Fleet Compton. Your CMC here to give it to you straight.
Good morning out there. Hopefully you're getting in your car right about now, heading into work, ready to take on a Wednesday, and I have a special surprise to help you to get ready for what is going to be a great day. We got CMC Compton.
Yeah, run CMC. We had so much fun Monday. I was like, well, why not come back? Because we went 3-4 weeks without being on air.
Yeah, we didn't do anything in August.
I think the kingdom, or at least the people in base, maybe they missed us. Maybe they didn't. But guess what? You got us anyway.
Regardless.
And we got some special guests coming up later, maybe at the top of the hour. No really stranger to AFN, Mr. Bridgers and the postal team.
They have a new locker system over in the P911.
Okay. Well, I guess he wants to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to throw him into the pressure chamber. Maybe we'll do some, what's that word? Yeah, we're going to do some what's that word with him. I don't think we've done that one with him. Or have we?
We did, and he...
He failed, and he wanted revenge.
Yeah, what's a pop star who's fast? Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he didn't get that. He could, I mean,
Mr. That was him telling me.
Yeah, who's a pop star? Yeah, I don't even know what his logic
That's
was
his
on
Taylor
that
Taylor Swift.
One. Yeah. So if you're driving to work, you listen to AFN, right? Make sure you go to our AFN Byron Facebook page. Let us know the things that you like. Let us know if you have any questions. Monday, we talked about, wow, some of the talent that's coming to the AOR, right? You know, this guy called 27 Cents or something like that. I told you I was going to keep messing with this guy. He's like old, coming out on a wheelchair, coming to the kingdom, 50 Cent. But hey, for those of you that are going to go see him, I think they still have, they're selling out. You and I talked about this the other day. They are selling out. Like,
the tickets are going fast. They do have some tickets if you want to be, you know, way in the bleachers. But.
Yeah, that's coming. And then we talked about, and this one was new, Maroon 5.
Yeah, I actually saw the poster for that the other day. I thought you were fibbing. But
No. I don't make this stuff up.
I went on that night and I checked for tickets. Golden Circle was sold out. They did
already.
I don't know how late I was to when the initial offering started, but Golden Circle was out immediately, and then there were still a few suites seats left, and I was like, oh, I'll just check to see how much a suite ticket costs.
How much?
3,000 BD.
Yeah.
Oh.
But think about this. You get your whole suite. I don't know how many chairs coming out. I don't know what you could do, but you get
you
some
friends.
You can
buy a car with that, please.
I know, but you could get some friends together. Y'all could go ahead and chip in. You could live like royalty. That's all I'm going to say, like a pop star. Just think, if you're at the 50 Cent concert and you're up in the you got your own studio kind of style section, you could wave to 50 Cent and say, come on up and hang out with us. And he's going to think, wow. I'm going to that VIP section.
I can do that for 25 BD at the Golden Circle.
At the Golden Circle.
I can reach out and touch his ankle.
Yeah, so you're probably right. If you got 3,000 BD, DJ Khaled said go buy a car or save it, invest it, do something else with it besides go see 28 cents. I mean, 50 cents. Whatever.
he's going to go up by a penny every time we mention him.
And on this show, he's going up a penny. Hey, so look, we're going to listen to some music. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, hey, I did a visit yesterday over at the Bahrain School. And I met some of our favorite, I talked to some of our favorite people. And you know who I'm talking about. And I'm going to tell you how that went when we come back.
We're cranking up the heat, Bahrain. It's just what we do. AFN the Eagle. Serving America's best.
DJ Khaled, Run CMC, we are back. How are you doing? Hopefully you're doing good. It is Wednesday, and we are right in front of a four-day weekend. I keep forgetting that it's Labor Day this weekend.
I think everybody, you know, as I walked around the base and I'm talking, I'm in meetings, a lot of people forgot that it is a four-day weekend. And, you know, I was in a brief, and I was telling everybody, you know, be safe, Labor Day. And they kind of looked at me, well, it's a four-day. And then someone said, well, I don't know when the last time we had a four-day. And I said, don't worry. DJ Khaled reminded me on the radio that it's been about, what, 6 weeks almost?
It's been about 8 weeks. So I mean, I say I forget because I just got back from vacation. So I know. It's like, and we I was just off.
Look, you kind of skipped out on some of that talk on your trip and some of the. You didn't tell us no funny stories about your trip and where you went. I mean, you had to have a story, something.
There's 100 mini stories in there.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get to it later on in the show, but I do want everyone to be safe. If you're going to take some time off on this 4-day, hey, let's say you're going to Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Kuwait. What's the other ones you could go to?
Doha.
And?
Oman.
Muscat. Yeah. It's fine. It's Muscat, Oman. So if you're going to one of these
spots. The same thing?
Yeah, Muscat is in Oman.
Right. That's why I said that.
Yeah, you was right.
I definitely knew that.
Yeah, you was right.
Right.
So if you're going to take some time off here in the kingdom, service members, families, and go to one of these places that you can go to on Liberty, I just ask you to be safe. You know, make sure your leadership, make sure your teammates know exactly where you're at, kind of where the hotels you're staying at. We are in the Middle East. You know, things are serious around here, and you never know what could happen. It's similar to the United States. You know, you don't want to be in the middle of Chicago and downtown LA and nobody knows where you're at. So, please let everybody know where you're at if you're going to take some time out this holiday period. And then as you jump into this one, and then you're going to go into another one.
Columbus Day.
Yeah. That's
right in the beginning of October.
Beginning of October. So we're in that sweet spot where,
This is when it starts getting good, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been feeling the pressure of the lack of 4 days, it's going to start ramping up because we got Columbus Day and then Veterans Day. Then you get Thanksgiving. Then it's Christmas and you're done with the year.
Well, yeah, you're done with the year. You got the Christmas. The lead up to Christmas is always nice. And then you got the New Year. And after the New Year, you're kind of still on like a holiday stand down period if you're in the military. I think the government period, right? We're kind of just like shut down.
Oh, I'm forgetting Army-Navy game, too.
Well, you got an Army-Navy game in there. Then you got MLK Day in there. It's right in the first part of January. So essentially from November when, I don't know, Columbus Day start all the way until the middle of January, it's like nobody's working. Nobody's
here. You're not here.
Yeah. You're gaining 10 pounds. You're coming up with the New Year resolutions. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. For many reasons that you and I just talked about. Maybe we'll talk about it later in the show. I don't want to really spoil it. You know,
We'll wait
a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't talk about it just yet. All right, so hey, look, we promise you we're going to have Mr. Bridgers and his team come in here. And if you remember Mr. Bridgers, he's good to have on the radio. Let's see if he knows the birthday. His birthday for Air Force, because he's retired Air Force.
I think I might remember it.
Oh, you remember it, and I remember it.
So we'll see if he can remember it.
Yeah, let's see if we can stump
him. Because it's coming up.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of different things are coming up for our services. We talked about that on Monday. Hope you get out there and enjoy some of these balls that are coming up.
You're going this year, right?
I am. So let me tell you this. I never had the dinner dress, right? You've seen that kind of short dinner dress, blue outfit uniform that we had with the Kumpel Brun. You've seen people wear that at the last.
I'm sure I have. I lose track of how many cool uniforms that the senior enlisted and officers have.
Pretty cool. I never owned it. I never thought I would own it. I just had one made. So for the first time, 30 years, right? 30 years in the military. Now I'm going to put on this dinner dress. So for officers, 05 and above is mandatory. They have to have the dinner dress, blue dinner dress, white. For enlisted, is a optional wear. They don't.
What were you wearing last year? That was just regular whites, right?
Either the whites or the service dress. Which
I just remember you looked really cool.
Yeah, whites, which is probably the choker whites, which is the cool.
You look like something out of like Star Trek or something.
Everyone says when I wear that, I look like Major Payne. Damian Wayans from Major Payne. We got more coming up. I want to talk some sports. You know, we talked about it Monday, but I don't really want to talk about a particular sport.
Came from the right guy.
Yeah, when we come. Oh, let's see.
Listen to all your favorite AFN Bahrain DJs in one place. 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
All right. Hopefully you're coming in to work around now. I don't know. Everyone's got a different routine. Maybe you're just waking up. Maybe you're done for the day. I don't even know.
Well, I guess if you work, you know, shift duty like some of our security forces, you know, and Hey, shout out to our security forces.
Oh, shout out.
They're holding it down for us. So maybe they're just getting off. They did some guard mount. They're ready to go get some breakfast and hopefully get to their barracks or their apartment and get some sleep. So, hey, we're on a special edition of Straight Talk. DJ Cali, Run CMC. We're in the studio. So before we took a break, we was like, hey, I got a question. Or at least I want to see how your knowledge maybe is about sports. And you think I was going to talk about baseball, huh? That's your sport.
I figured we'll talk about a major sport.
Okay. Well, let's talk about baseball. That wasn't the sport I was going to talk about. We're going to talk about baseball.
Okay.
What's going on in the world of MLB? What is the Padres doing?
I got to be honest. I have zoned baseball out these past 3 weeks because my San Diego Padres, my beloved, is the most disappointing team in baseball. Aside from maybe the New York Mets, the two highest payrolls, and neither of them are, as last I saw for the Mets, neither of them are above 500. Padres can't string a game together to save their life. They had a game last night, it goes to extra innings again, and they lose. They're like 0-12 in extra inning games. They're the least clutch team, no heart.
So
much hype. But
I was about to say,
if you're going to get me started, don't get me started.
I'm getting you started because we had hype last year. Remember coming out, they was in the playoffs, we was excited.
Yeah, they beat the Dodgers playoffs. They beat the Mets in the playoffs.
Then we had thought that they was going to come back and do good this year, and they're not doing great. They're not doing great at all.
No,
they're not even going to make the playoffs.
They're 10 games under 500.
All right, so what's the team? What's the good team in Major League Baseball? I'm looking at
what's the one good team? There's quite a few good teams.
You know, I guess you call it cheating. I'm pulling it up on my phone. And I'm just like,
Dodgers are killers. The Braves are dominant.
If you're getting a team, Dodgers, Braves, okay. Who's the top team right now? You don't even know.
Last time, in the past 3 weeks, it was the Dodgers and Braves were at the top of the food chain. I know the Texas Rangers have lost out a bit.
That's it now.
Oh, we're talking AL?
Well, I mean,
The Rays were good.
There's one team I want you to say, and you're not saying it, because I wear a lot of their paraphernalia, right? I have their hat.
Orioles?
There you go.
What?
Oh, yes.
You're not an Orioles fan. You went to their...
By default.
You went to their stadium because you were in the neighborhood, and you bought a hat.
You're right.
And now they're really good, so you just claim...
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
That's why you wouldn't claim the Padres last season. It's because you wouldn't commit until they were good.
Until they're good.
And then the Orioles came.
You're right.
That's a good strategy. That's my football strategy.
But I'm not a baseball guy, you know, person. I do watch it, or I at least pay attention during the playoffs to kind of see what's going on. So I was excited to see that the Orioles were kind of winning, because the last time I was on travel, I had all my Orioles stuff on walking through the airports. So, you know, I get to the U.S., you know, tall guy, you know, Orioles stuff on. I had the jersey. I had the hat. Oh, wow, who's that guy? They thought I played for the Orioles or something.
Maybe he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you never know. So Orioles are the best team.
You kind of got like a Frank Thomas vibe to you.
Frank Thomas, okay.
Yeah, Big Hurt.
Yeah, I'll buy that. But as I'm looking at it, the Orioles are, I guess, the best team right now. Atlanta's 86-45, and Baltimore's 83-49. So AL and NL. So if the numbers stay the same, I guess we would have Baltimore playing Atlanta. Wow, that would be exciting World Series.
That would be a baseball fan would like it.
Yeah,
but I don't know if the MLB would like it.
Probably not. I don't know. We'll see. But the sport I really wanted to talk about was track and field.
Okay.
Do you know anything about track and field?
I'm not that fast.
So I guess they're in the world
or
right
athletics
now.
Or no.
Well, no, I mean either. But they're in the world right now, and I guess Jamaica was the favorites, but the U.S. kinda,
what? Yeah, Jamaica's favorited over America?
And track and field? Oh, my God. You don't pay attention?
Okay, I know Usain Bolt. Okay, but America, we have so many people and so many amazing athletes.
Well, that's what's good about it is that they thought Jamaica was going to come in and take the world titles. I think it was like Budapest somewhere that's doing these world championships. And then America, the women and the men, they came over the top and took it. And there's one particular person, I think it's Shikari Jackson, who's been got a lot of bad press over the last few years in the Olympics and everything. But she came back. And this, if you watch it, you have to Google this, this one race, the 100-meter race.
I think I've seen it. It's been on TikTok quite a bit.
She barely made it to the finals or whatever. So they put her in lane 8. They put her in lane 8. And, lane 10. Okay, so lane 10, I guess it was. They put her in Sha'Carri. I said Sha'Carri Jackson. Richardson.
Okay. They're whispering in our ear right now. Down in the booth. We got a whole team of scientists.
Sha'Carri Richardson, not Jackson. I apologize. But she was in lane 10. Whatever the bad lane is. 9, 10, whatever the bad lane. And it was just impossible. They thought it was impossible for her to win. And Jamaica was the favorite. Okay. Gun blast off. She's gone. And the next thing you know, and I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, oh, wow, Jamaica just took it. But when you slow it down, I mean, by tenths of a second, and she knew it. And if you watch this slow motion video,
she
puts her hands
this,
up like, I got this. And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, you don't have this. Are you not paying attention? But when you look, oh, yeah, it was no doubt she won. 10.65 second, kind of the best in a long while since FloJo had like a 10.54 or 4.5 or something. She's 23 years old, and she's taking the track world by storm, and I think she's going to be around for a long time because she's still young, so we'll see. So, hey, shout out to the U.S. men's and women track team. Did pretty good over the last week or two. So, all right, hey, I think we got some guests that are trying to come in and talk about some things. We got some questions for them, and when we come back from another music break, we're going to bring them up, and I promise you we got What's That Word challenge for them. I don't even think they're prepared. They're not ready for this. Last time these guests were here, we did Beat the Fleet. I don't think they did good on that. We'll see.
Hot enough for you? Try tuning into 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
Something's going on, a sport event, or something's going on in the base. We're telling you what's going on. So we have something going on. We have Postal. No stranger to the AFN Straight Talk Show. Well, at least this guy's not. We have Mr. Bridgers. Am I saying that right? Mr. Bridgers.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, CMC. Good morning, DJ.
All right. Good morning. He's been around the kingdom here for a while. He's a retired Air Force. He's starting to figure out when the Air Force birthday is. We've talked to him a lot about that. He comes up with all these weird time. September 13th. I think it's the 22nd. He came in this morning ready.
He did his homework. He came prepared with a mission to prove us both wrong that we doubted him.
So when is the Air Force's birthday?
Let me check ChatGPT first. I think it's September 18th.
Is he correct, DJ Khaled? He's correct.
If memory serves, yes.
Yes, September the 18th. And you also said that the Air Force has a call, what do we call it?
Chant.
Yeah, warrior chant. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be aim high.
Say it.
Aim high?
I don't know if he just made that up. I like it, though.
It's like, it just seems like I'd go to a college football game and, like, the student section would be chanting that.
Aim high.
Aim high?
Yeah, we're going to use it. Put it this way, if Air Force does not use that, they will now. People that are listening, Air Force is out there listening, like, who is this old guy? We like it. Hey, look, we got some other people in the studio. And before I introduce the gentleman to my left and your left, let's go with RS2 Jackson, who's in the studio. I said it on purpose. I did it. She's looking at me. Introduce yourself.
Good morning, RS1 Jackson.
Oh, you got promoted since the last time. RS1 Jackson is in the house. She's no stranger to AFN. You've been on AFN, what, like 10, 15 times?
Only three.
Only three.
Only three. Well, you're not a guest then. You know, what do we say? What's our rule?
Yeah, threes is you're a co-host.
You're a co-host. So Mr. Bridges is a co-host. You're a co-host. Oh, yeah, you're getting excited. I see you, Mr. Bridges. I got it. But let's introduce the other gentleman because you're new to the kingdom of Bahrain, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And who are you?
My name is Will Hughes. I'm the regional postal manager.
Okay, regional postal manager. How long have you been on the island?
Roughly about 2 months now.
Okay. How are you liking the kingdom?
I like it so far. It's really nice. The weather's very hot, but other than that, the people are nice. The installation's really nice.
It's cooling off, though.
Yeah, you picked a rough 2 months. Yeah, August, to come to the kingdom.
July and August is normally the warmer the warmer months, but it's starting to cool off. Would you say it's cooling off?
Will is Air Force.
So do your warrior call. Let's hear your warrior call.
Aim high.
There we go.
Sketching on.
But let me ask you, Will. So are you retired Air Force?
Yes, yes.
Is that your first time doing the warrior chant? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Definitely it is.
So you two just made that up. On Straight Talk, you just made up your warrior chant.
I support my teammates, sir.
History's made here.
History's made here. Aim high. Okay. What we're trying to figure out what's the Navy's.
For who y'all?
Who y'all? Well, who
yeah.
Who? I don't know. Are we? Yeah, I guess so.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
What do you mean, maybe?
So, Oorah.
Marines.
Hua.
Army.
Aim high. And then I talked to the Coast Guard the other day and asked them what theirs was after we went through all four of the services. And the Coast Guard was sitting in the audience, about three of them, and they were just like, hello. And I was just like, what is that? Y'all need to come up with something. So they just simply said, hello. So Coast Guard.
It's very polite.
It is. So Coast Guard, we're putting the challenge on you. What is your warrior call? We figured out Air Force right here, right now. So we need a Coast Guard. I mean, maybe we need to bring the Coast Guard. Maybe we need to bring all the services back on. We did that last year, a couple years ago.
Yeah, and they're all of them are gone except
all of
you.
I'm the last. Oh, wow. I'm the last one.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I leave, we got to bring some more services on. And we got plenty of Army walking around. We got some suspect Air Force over here. Don't know their birthday. And I'm quite sure we got Marines everywhere. There's some devil dogs walking around. So,
and they know their birthday.
That's part of their culture, history. You don't come into the Marine Corps and not know when your birthday is. You know, you don't know how to say, you have to know how to say, oorah. So, all right, Straight Talk. Let's move on. Y'all here for a reason.
Yeah, Fleet, we're here for a reason. You know, NAVSUP FLC, we are the premier logistics provider in the AOR. Of course, you know that. And we offer a myriad of services, but a couple of the quality of life services we offer are the post office and the personal property. But today, we're here to talk about our fantastic Fleet post office. So we got some new things going on for the community. So we wanted to come on the air and talk to you about it. And so we brought two of our professionals. You just met RS1 Jackson, and you got Mr. Hughes. So we're going to talk about these intelligent locker mail systems. So you've probably seen them, but with that, I'll just turn it over to Mr. Hughes and RS1 Jackson. They'll get the details of this brand new technology that we brought for you.
Okay, so hey, you're hearing it again, or you're hearing it first about the new system. And if you're here on the base and you're walking around, I think you see those lockers over there. You know, for a while they had the do not touch line. We talked about that last time.
Very blue.
Very blue. Someone said they were wet paint lockers. Somebody didn't know what they were. I don't even know if they work. They say they're intelligent, but it's still to be kind of figured out. But Mr. Hughes and RS1 Jackson is going to try to explain it to us. Mr. Bridges walked in here with this scripted thing, and I threw it at him. I'm like, I don't know what this is. We don't do scripts on Straight Talk. But
for a second there, I thought he was going to read the mission statement verbatim again.
But we've heard that. We've heard that from Mr. Bridges a few times.
He is a company man with that mission statement.
Yeah, but they.
Yes, the intelligent mail locker system provide convenience, additional convenience to our customers with an estimated of 456 contactless weekly deliveries, 76 smart lockers of various sizes, which allow the dependents and sailors to pick up their mail at their convenience 24/7.
If family members are like my spouse, my dependent, my wife, I don't want to call her dependent, my wife, I know. That sounds weird.
A little disrespectful.
I get like 6, 7, 8 packages at a time. I looked at these lockers. I feel like I only could put a Big Mac meal in there. So tell me, how does that work?
Well, CMC, the way that works is if a customer receives more than one parcel, so the customer does not have to go to various windows to retrieve their parcels, we will pitch them inside the post office. So you'll only have to go to one window to get all of your parcels.
Okay, so I think the average family member around here, they all get about 2 or 3 parcels at a time. Or at least they wait until they get all their Amazon packages that will come. So they still will go to the window, the door, ring the doorbell, and then they'll get all four or five of the packages at one time.
That is correct.
So they won't go in the locker.
When we unload our trucks in the morning, we sort our mail, and maybe a customer received just one parcel that day. Mm-hmm. It will be pitched into the smart locker.
What if they don't pick it up that day?
It'll still be there.
So what
they have 5 days to pick it up.
Okay.
5 days, we will repitch it and send out a notification, mm-hmm. a small reminder to please pick it up.
So they get one package on Monday, don't pick it up. Tuesday, they get a second package. Where does that second package go?
That second package probably will go outside, depending on how many they receive on Tuesday.
Okay. Wednesday, they get another package. They haven't picked up a package. Now they got three packages. One in the locker, and the other two are on the shelf.
Then they'll go on the shelf.
Okay, so they go to the locker, and they get the one package, and then they turn around, go to the door, ring the doorbell to get the other two packages.
That is correct.
Not really a smart system.
The system is not. It's the system is smart. However, if the customer does not pick up their parcels daily as to be expected, then this is when you will have to visit multiple windows.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something about the customer.
Oh, no, sir. The customer is right.
Brilliant.
If you don't pick up the parcels daily, then you probably will have to retrieve your parcels from various windows.
And I appreciate it. You know, I'm just giving you some stuff. You know, I'm thinking probably what some of the other dependents might be thinking.
The same thing we were thinking.
And they have these in the U.S. now. Certain companies have these lockers, apartment complexes where you
can
go. Amazon. Yeah, Amazon. In the last apartment complex I lived in, they had this locker where you can go press a code or something and you get your package. But I think a lot of people don't pick up their packages the same day. But I think it's worth noting in that if you're listening, go pick up your packages. Don't let your packages sit on the shelf for 2 weeks. Because after a certain amount of time, y'all sending them back, right?
That is not correct.
Oh, y'all don't send them back?
We do not.
So it can sit there for 3 months?
Give them away at the Christmas party.
It can.
It's not the email I get.
However, you will get a notification every 5 days.
Oh, okay.
You'll get your first notification, your second notification, and then your final notification.
Okay.
A lot of times, customers go on leave or travel and don't notify the post office. So what we do is put your mail on hold until you return.
Oh, so you should notify the post office if you're going on leave for greater than 5 days.
Correct.
Oh, so I need to talk to you offline.
No problem.
Okay.
Standing by.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's a little different than the ones being used out in the U.S. You know, no one's going to a post office every day, but if they're here just in P-911, you work on base. Everyone, I go to P-911 every day. I'm sure everyone who works on base is probably going there every day. So it's really not a hassle to just go over to the ILMS, check it out, and just see if you have any mail.
So one of the things, DJ, also, the lockers are meant for 24 hours access. So we're hoping that people can pick up their mail now because, you know, the post office, we have limited hours. So now if you're over there on, you know, Friday or, you know, or after hours, you can pick up your mail at any time. So we're hoping that will increase the percentage of people picking up their mail on time.
Can't hurt.
Yeah, so now you sold me. Now you said 24 hours. That's a selling point right there. 24 hours because when we go over to the postal at, let's say, 1800 or me, I think it closes like around 1600. Yeah, I'm that guy that's knocking at the door at 1601.
Yeah.
Let me in. I got to get my package for my wife. Don't put me in the doghouse. And politely, the RS1s and the RS2s that are there, or the civilians, all right, RBGs over there. Sorry, CMC, we just closed the system down. And I'm just like, okay, I'll be back tomorrow. But then I forget to go back tomorrow sometime. So now this system is 24 hours. So now I know that one package that I have in there, I can go and press the code 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, and get my package. So that works for me. All right, so I appreciate explaining that, and we're going to listen to some music. I promise when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this IMLS system. I got to say the abbreviation. And then we got some Guess That Word for Mr. Bridges and the team to see if we can stump you a little bit. So we'll see.
Start your morning the right way. Cooling off with 106.3 The Eagle.
We got Mr. Bridges, Hughes, and of course we got RS1 Jackson, no stranger to the show. And we're talking about the intelligent mail locker system.
It's 76 lockers. The reason why it is intelligent because it requires no postal personnel for the customer to receive their package. Only thing the customer will have to have is that QR code that's emailed to them by pmb.com. The email will come from p Airbnb.com. So do not spam it. And it will have your QR code. Only thing you have to do is scan your QR code under the barcode reader. It will ask you to take a picture, sign, and every single locker that you have a parcel inside of will pop open.
Okay, so there could be multiple lockers that they you're going to put their package in.
That is possible. Correct. A customer could possibly have multiple lockers. Okay. With a parcel in it.
And you said after a certain amount of time, if you don't get your post your package out of there, once you open the locker, you have 2 minutes.
Once the locker is open, the system times it for 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, that parcel is automatically delivered in our system. So, and you will have to close the doors back because they're not automatically closing. So the customer closes the doors back. Yes.
But it's an intelligent mail locker system. It doesn't close by itself.
It does not. I'm sorry.
They got cars that doors close by themselves now, right? I'm just saying.
Well, we don't have lockers.
Okay.
They're closed by themselves.
See, we're debating if this system's really intelligent. And I told RS1 Jackson on Straight Talk, we're going to mess with it a little bit. It's a great system. We're going to give it a chance. That's all we're going to do. We're going to give it a chance. So when you go over there, pick your package up, it's in between the actual mailboxes, right? The system.
That is correct.
All right. So like anything else that we try to incorporate that we say is intelligent, you know, kind of new technology. For us older people, like Mr. Bridgers and I, we kind of look at these things and we're like, look, I want the guy to deliver my package at my door. Where's the guy in the shorts with the hat in his truck delivering my package? I don't want the system. So give it a chance out there. Don't be old school like Mr. Bridges, all right, Mr. Bridges?
Yes, yes. And so one of the things we want to let our customers know is that, you know, yeah, we have 76 lockers, but, and again, that's because we want to get the proven concept. And so maybe down the road we might expand, but right now, since the system is brand new, I think we're like the 31st installation of these lockers throughout the enterprise. So I just wanted to make a point that we're combining two systems, the old system and the new system, and so there will be processes that are going to have to change. So we're doing those process changes now. So if you have any questions, please, or any problems with the locker, just come to the front counter, you know, during normal hours, and our team will be glad to come out and, you know, and walk you through the process.
Yeah, always shout out to Postal Team, NAFSUP, FLC. They do a great job, and if you don't appreciate them, you need to start appreciating them because we got a lot of packages coming in the kingdom. We talked about that last year, RS1, with the holidays. Remember the amount of packages that people are looking to come in the kingdom. So don't get upset when you go over to Postal. It's an intelligent system, but our people that are working over there hands-on are the smart people that are going to get the system going or answer any questions. I would actually change the name to just a digital mail locker system, not intelligent locker. I don't know. I'm all about change, so let's change the name. No, you can't do it.
How smart locker? Is that better?
Digital.
Smart locker.
Okay, smart locker, whatever we're going to call it. So here at the kingdom, we're about change, right, DJ Kelly? We got to change.
Always. So, getting better.
Getting better. All right, so I appreciate y'all at least talking about that, but we're going to transition now because I got some other stuff that we got to get into. Last time Mr. Bridgers was here, we did What's That Word? And, man, DJ Kelly, he couldn't figure out, what was it, Taylor Swift or something?
Well, he has the words, and his word was Taylor Swift, and he was trying to have me guess. And his hints were, she's a singer, and she's fast.
Yeah,
that was all he knows about Taylor Swift. No, I get it. I understand it, but it's very, like, High level thinking. Like, just name a song or two. That's all you have to do.
DJ, wait a minute. Now, we just talked about the old mailman. We, you know, so we have to keep everything in context, you know.
I understand.
Mailman delivering, that's what we're used to. So, you know, I think it was the words. So, I think.
Hey, you were given hard words.
Thank you.
The Taylor Swift one was, you should have done a little.
Yeah, well, we're going to jump into it then. I got words. DJ Kelly got words. We know the words, so we're going to facilitate the words. It's not about us. It's about you three, Mr. Hughes, RS1 Jackson, Mr. Bridgers. We'll start with Mr. Bridgers. We might as well get the embarrassment out of the way. Who do you want? You want DJ Kelly to ask you words, or you want me to ask you the word?
DJ Kelly.
Okay. All right, so you got 60 seconds to guess these words, all right?
That's it. We're ready. We practiced.
You practiced? All right, first
round. You getting
round,
your stopwatch ready?
I got the stopwatch. First
Are we going now?
Oh, we going now. Man, what are you? Live. Yeah, this is live. What are we?
Yeah, be careful with your quick guesses.
I thought it was multiple choice.
No.
That was something different. That would be Beat the Fleet.
That would be Beat the Fleet. All right, so DJ Khaled, you got 60 seconds to guess as many words as you can. Now, you're in the competition with them two, okay? The winner of this competition after this maybe the second round, I'm buying them lunch.
I thought ours was with me.
No. This is separate. All three of you are going to get a chance to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a competition.
Because I know you're only going to get one word, so absolutely. I'm not worried about it. So, all right.
No way.
You ready?
No pressure.
Let's do it.
Aim high.
Ready? Go.
All right, this is like an old school calculator. You like
abacus.
Boom. This is a dog. It's between a poodle and a certain type of retriever. They're popular with the young kids in California these days. It's a mixed breed dog.
Pomeranian?
No, we'll go next. It's like a mountain that spews lava out of it.
Volcano.
But it's a sleeping one.
Geyser.
Volcano's right, but yeah. There's another word in front of it. It's sleeping. It starts with
dormant.
A D. There we go.
Dormant volcano.
This is a 12th century Mongolian conqueror. He's very
Attila
famous.
Attila the Hun.
Another one.
Genghis Khan.
There we go. This is a movie with, it's from in Boston with Leonardo DiCaprio, and there's like the police first, Jack Nicholson, and he's in the mafia.
Oh, yeah.
And Scorsese. Yeah. You can think about that.
Okay.
And then this is, you brush. There we go.
Not bad. I'm impressed. Solid. You got three.
Abacus right off the bat.
No.
Mr. Bridgers. Came to play.
only you would.
I didn't want to start off making an old person joke of like this is something you maybe have used back in your day.
In North Carolina, third grade. You know,
okay.
You didn't have calculators.
Okay. I look.
I thought I had four.
No, you got three.
What? You had abacus, dormant volcano, Genghis Khan. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's only three. All right, so who wants to go next? RS1 Jackson or Mr.
Though.
Hughes?
I guess I can just go ahead on and get it on with.
You want to get it? So,
seem kind of hard.
Well, they're pretty hard, but who do you want to pick to ask you the words? Run CMC or DJ Khaled?
He already has. Ooh, this is difficult. I guess you.
Okay. All right.
That wasn't a rigging endorsement.
Right.
Okay. You got your.
I got the stopwatch ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. This is in the UK. It's really popular. It's like a Ferris wheel, but they call it the what?
I don't know.
Maybe. All right. So this is popular in Chicago, New York. We love to eat it. We have cheese on it.
Cheese dog.
No.
It's Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, Lord. It's large, 18 inches.
Oh, pizza.
But what kind of? Most popular?
Chicago deep dish.
No, most toppings. What's the most popular topping on this?
Pepperoni.
Okay, pepperoni.
Chicago deep dish pizza.
No, that's fine. Pizza. Okay, you got it. Hold on. Okay, this cools you off. It rotates.
A ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. The most popular thing that the young generation, people on base are drinking these kind of energy drinks, but they have no sugar, no calories.
Celsius.
There we go. Wow. You use this to, oh, my fact, this person was just here and is an artist in the Kingdom of Bahrain. What group was that? Okay. We'll pass on that.
I don't know.
50 Cent's real name.
Time out.
Oh, I don't know his real name.
It's your same
what?
Name.
What?
Oh, Lord.
Curtis Jackson.
Oh, there we go.
So how many did she get? Three, right?
Three.
All right, so it's tied. It's tied. All right. Woo.
Just remember, try and rack your brain for that movie.
I'm thinking now, yeah.
All right, because that's a quick point.
Yeah.
All right, so Mr. Hughes, it is your turn now. You actually get the win probably right here if you get so many right. But who do you want to go with? DJ Khaled or? Okay.
I will go with DJ Khaled.
You sure?
Okay. You sure? I don't know.
All right. DJ Khaled, it's on you.
How are we doing a minute?
I'm doing 60 seconds.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
It's a cross between a poodle and a type of retriever. It's a dog.
Labradoodle.
Close-ish. All right. Well,
Golden Doodle.
There we go. This is a movie with Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Gangland.
Huh?
Gangland.
No. We'll go to a different one. You brush your teeth with this, and it's flavored.
Toothpaste.
What's the most common flavor?
Strawberry.
I don't know. The second person gets strawberry. This is laughing out loud in a text. What's the abbreviation?
LOL.
Okay. This is Notre Dame's their mascot sports team.
Fighting Irish.
There we go. It's not a dentist, but it's another word for a dentist. It's more of a professional.
Orthodontist?
Yeah, there you go. This is a number. It's
time.
Departed. No.
Time. Too late. You don't come on the back end, Mr. Bridges. It's making going.
Well, it doesn't count.
Hey.
Well, it touched time look. Out.
Hey, look. Mr. Hughes.
I knew it was Mr. Hughes.
Mr. Hughes, you got four. But I don't know. Okay. I think we should listen to some music. And I think we should come back and do another round. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. All right, let's listen to some music. We come back. We're going to see if Mr. Hughes is going to keep the win, and I'm going to buy him lunch, or RS1 Jackson is going to come back and overtake.
Listen to all your favorite AFN Bahrain DJs in one place. 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
All right, 8:39 right now. Hope you're doing okay. It's Wednesday. We got a 4-day coming up, and here to get you closer to that, we got DJ Callie, we got Run CMC, we got a whole bunch of the folks over at NABSUP, and we're here hanging out, playing some games.
Yeah, playing a game. Good morning. If you missed the episode, go to the AFM Facebook page later this week and check it out. A lot of fun talking about the intelligent mail locker system. Oh, I got it right without looking. Seeing how intelligent it is. We're going to change the name. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But we just finished playing a first round of What's That Word? And I can tell you right now, Mr. Hughes, who's in the studio, and he's 2 months into the Kingdom Bahrain, it's kind of smoke check on the other two that's in here, RS1 Jackson and Mr. Bridges. So we got the next round. And I can tell you, Mr. Hughes, I think I'm going to probably be buying you lunch because I don't think they could take you down. So since we started with Mr. Bridges, I'm going to ask you the words. Okay, so it's on you. Are you ready?
Three, two, one.
All right, so this is in the UK. It's famous. It's a Ferris wheel. What do they call it?
Big wheel.
No, what do they call it?
Next.
All right, this is a type of steak.
Ribeye.
All right. You drink this if you are in the UK as a type of whiskey. Type of whiskey. They call it?
Bourbon.
What do they call it? They don't call it whiskey.
You're Scotch. Finished.
There we go. You use these when you're working out in the weight room. They call these individual
dumbbells.
What else is another name for them?
Barbells.
There we go. You in the summertime when you're a kid, your mom says go get something out of the freezers. It's fruity flavors and a long plastic sleeve. What do you call those?
Freeze pop.
What else do you call them?
Freeze pop. Where popsicles.
You from? There you go. Wow, where are you from? You eat this. With some gravy for breakfast. You put it on top
time.
Of the
egg. Man.
Don't say it. All right.
Is that five?
That was like five for Mr. Bridges. Wow. Let me see.
Mr. Bridges came to play today.
Let me see. Win. One, two, three, four.
Four?
No. You got ribeye, scotch, barbells, and popsicle.
See, I think you're really overestimating America's knowledge of this Ferris wheel in London. Because I didn't know it. No one else so far has known
it. Someone will get it. All right. So it's on RS1 Jackson. Who you want to go with? You went with me last time. So you're going to go with DJ Callie? Okay.
All right. We're getting into the nitty gritty of my words. So good luck.
Ready? Three, two, one, go.
This is a playing card. It's also in Alice in Wonderland. It's a face card.
A queen.
Yes, of which type?
Card.
There we go. This is, it's like Amazon. You can buy things on it, sell card. Things. It's not Amazon. It's a different website. It's like a marketplace that has No, it was one of the first ones in the 90s. Marketplace for, okay, this one is a color. It's like a purplish magenta color. It starts with an M.
Mahogany?
No, close. No, but it's a different
maroon.
One. No. Okay. It's a weird color. This is in New York. It's not an island.
Staten Island.
It's a not peninsula.
And that's time.
Yeah.
Well, he said it's not an island.
He said it's not an island. You
but
said,
Staten
yeah.
Island is not an island.
They're all peninsulas.
Okay. So
yeah, these were the hard parts.
That's what's up.
These were the harder words.
No, that's not how we play this game. So ours one, you got one out of I don't know how many. So right now is Mr. Bridges with 7. Mr. Hughes still has a round to play with 4, and ours one with 4. So you could I don't know, I think you're out of it. All right, so Mr. Hughes, who do you want to go with?
I want to go with you.
All right. So with me, 1 minute, 60 seconds, 4 to win. You need 3 to tie, and you need 4 for the win. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. This is in the UK. It's a Ferris wheel.
Pass.
This talent was just here in the Kingdom of Bahrain. We gave out tickets on base for this group. You eat this with sausage. You put sausage, gravy.
Biscuits.
There we go. You ride this as a kid. It has 3 wheels.
Tricycle.
There we go. Back in the day, we used to take pictures with this.
Polaroid.
Well, what do we call that?
Kodak.
No, what is a camera? But what type? Back in the day, and I just told you
Polaroid
change.
Camera.
I just told you change the name of this to this instead of calling it a smart system, call it this. I just said that word.
Digital
it starts
camera.
There we go. It's coming up. NFL's coming up. We call that. But you want to pick your teams.
Fantasy football.
There we go. How many is that? All right, let's see.
We'll keep going. It's a Ferris wheel.
You're overseas. If you get in trouble with the...
Time.
Okay. Time.
Tricycle.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. He got the 4. Mr. Hughes, you get the win. That's 8. I'm buying you lunch, and I think I got the most words. I still beat DJ Khaled. We'll figure that out in the long run. The loser. No, we don't call nobody losers. The person with the less amount of questions, words, the runner-up, and that didn't do so well, unfortunately, Mr. Bridges. All right, Mr. Bridges. Hey, shout out to FLC. Shout out to all of you listening. Getting ready for the long weekend. Hey, the unfortunate part about a live show is I got meetings. So, hey, I got to get off of here and go to some meetings. We're gonna close this thing out. Thank you for listening. I appreciate everything. Go over to the post office. Look at the new digital system, intelligence system. Try it out. If you have any questions, make sure you talk to RS1 Jackson. She's here to support you and make sure it's working right. Hey, thank you, and thank you all for coming on.